Hello everybody, this is Boston, Massachusetts with the Boston Files. Here with me, of course, is Austin, Texas.
Hello everybody, this is me. Again.
Yes. Now, today we are here to bring you the one and only zombie apocalypse conspiracy, and after a conspiracy about Area 51. So let's start out with the greatest conspiracy, shall we?
Oh yes, we should. Let's do this. Let's rock this town. Rock it inside out. Boston.
Alrighty. Love the enthusiasm. So, we are going to first start off with the zombie apocalypse. Now, the zombie apocalypse is something that we inevitably know is going to happen, because there's no way we can escape it. I mean, think about it. If there were zombies around, just chasing you, let's say they're the slow ones, the ones that we all come to know and love, would you be able to escape them? I don't think so. I think that you have a pretty large chance of not even making it out alive. And this conspiracy scares many. It excites many. It makes me really happy to think about it, because there's nothing greater than a zombie apocalypse. I'd be like one of the survivors. I'd be like, oh, I survived. Yeah. And, you know, it's be fun. It's going to be a family bonding activity. Unless they're eaten. Then it's a friend/stranger bonding.
Yes, Boston, and truly nothing is better than bonding with your fellow man, or woman, or small child. But it's important to note that many will die, and how are you exactly certain you will survive, Boston?
How do I know I will live? Because tactics. I've planned ahead. I've read the Zombie Survival Guide. I've played almost every zombie video game. I've seen most of the zombie movies and shows, which I'm watching The Walking Dead, which is pretty freaking amazing. And there's survivors. There can be survivors. You know, it's just possible.
Yes, but there is a very, very high chance, Boston, that neither you, me, or your fellow man/woman/small child will make it out alive. I mean, have you seen the movies where usually a lot of people die? You and a girl named Claire, a guy named Chris Redfield, and a girl named Sheva all survive. But you're not really close to them. I mean, you have to find each other, and then you get lost, and you find each other, then you find your brother, then you find out that the zombies can be wiped out with the nuke, and then you nuke that small city that you were in, and then it's just all complicated as crap. So how are we certain that this is even going to happen with today's modern technology?
Right there, that statement that you just said. How are we certain that we will survive this zombie apocalypse? And not that we will survive, that this will even happen. I am certain of this, because, you know, there's nothing more scary than zombies. People might try to nuke this zombie, but then again, it got away from Raccoon City. How are we certain that this disease is not being made as I speak right now? For all we know, there could be a corporation called Umbrella, and they're incognito, because, you know, people are saying, oh, well, if there was a real zombie company, why would they name themselves Umbrella? That's a clear giveaway. This is because they want to be clear giveaway, because no one's going to expect that. No one's going to expect an assassin to run around with a big sign on his back that says, I am an assassin, you better watch out. Or a ninja wearing a huge white suit with black letters in the front that says, I'm a ninja, beware. You know, it's one of those things that you have to watch out for. It's one of those things that you can't predict. And since the zombie apocalypse is going to happen in a small town and eventually get, you know, spread, it's going to be possible because our founding fathers and our current fathers will not really know what to do. They'll be like, oh, should we nuke them? No, because then we kill millions. Yeah, but if we will survive, so they could nuke us. But then they'd get it, and then they'd be the survivors. And then, you know, it just spreads. It's probably going to evolve into an airborne disease, and it's going to evolve into a water disease, you know. It's going to be very, very complicated when it gets to its high point. And when it gets to its null point, it's not going to be much better. It's going to be rough.
That is a very good point, boss, and I will not argue against that, but still, people have weapons like, you know, shotguns that will blow the crap out of a living person. Now, that, imagine the devastating effect it would have on a person that's walking at a speed of over 1/10 of a mile per hour. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
I agree, Austin. It will be crazy. So crazy that it will eventually take the world out. Then wandering around the earth looking for living flesh / brains, whatever zombies you're comfortable with. They will eventually run out of food. The human race will never be again. And then, you know, monkeys, lions, and tigers, and bears, and oh my's will be the ones that rule this world. And that's what this conspiracy really roots down to. The end of the world. Apocalypse. Armageddon. Whatever. It's basically the end of the world as we know it, and then the start of a world run by lions and tigers and bears and monkeys. Because we all know monkeys are so sadistic that they eat their own kind. Like chimps, they eat their own kind if they get in a little gang war. They're like the next humans. They're the next furry humans. Now, people may argue against this, that this zombie conspiracy may happen, and I open that opportunity for them to argue against this conspiracy. But then again, it's just gonna happen, and when it does, if I find their zombie, I'm gonna shoot it and then laugh at it, like, ha 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 ha, you're a zombie, I told you this was gonna happen, ha. But the root of it is somebody wants the world to end. I mean, Wesker, he wanted the world to end. He said at the end of Resident Evil 5, he didn't. It's not that he wanted the world to end per se. He wanted the dominant humans in the world to rule the world, the ones that were accepted by this virus. And that's what the people that will make this disease are going to seek. They're going to make sure that it takes all the precautions. That's why they test nuclear bombs. They're testing them against this virus so that they can try to make it so perfect that nuclear bombing will not affect it. They probably will make it so that it thrives if it's attached, if it's radiated with nuclear energy. And they will probably go far enough to make it so that everybody in the U.S. will get infected. Canada, Mexico, Africa, Europe, Asia, everywhere. You know, because they want the world to end, and only the few who are strong enough to survive. Natural selection. They're seeking the next generation of human beings that are actually smart and physically capable of surviving this. But that would also mean that the survivors would have to find a disease. Not a disease that, you know, will kill them, but a disease similar to this type, and try to build up an immunity towards this, because sooner or later the disease is going to evolve into an airborne or waterborne, or, you know, it's just going to be crazy. And it's going to be stopped one way or another, but our nation will be devastated. And I think that's what our world needs to be. I mean, if you've seen our world population, it's rising. And it's going to get to 7 billion soon. You know how crowded that's going to be for China? Maybe not the U.S. We only have 310 million or so in this country. And I sincerely think that this would also help our world's population, because although the zombies will be the only ones left, they're going to die because they need living creatures to feed off of, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to prefer humans over deer and elk and, you know, things like that. And plus, once those are wiped out in the area, and they're cut off from everything else. They're not going to eat plants. They're not going to make zombicious plants unless that virus goes into a plant. But the key thing is that humans will be infected, and this will very much devastate our world population, which is what we need. We need more space. 7 billion people. I don't know if you guys know this, but that's a lot of people. Not a lot of them are here. They're mostly in China, India, or like maybe the third or fourth. But still, that's a lot of people. We need to make space for our next generation of human beings.
Well, Boston, that was pretty deep. You took a whole 6 minutes to explain that whole dang thing. Don't even let me interject. I can't believe you. I am so angry with you right now.
I'm sorry, Austin. I just got carried away. I was basically just in passion with this topic because I had to argue about it with many people. Because many people have a misconception about zombies. Here, I'll let you talk about the common misconceptions of zombies.
Okay. Alright, so, some common misconceptions with zombies. Real zombies, they're the ones that walk around at 1/10 of a mile per hour. We usually range from about 1 to 2, maybe even 3 miles an hour of walking. These guys are incredibly slow. They're distractingly slow. Like, if you see them walk across the street, you have to run them over because it's just going to take forever for them to cross the road. People who say, oh, these aren't zombies, those are like slow guys. No, these are real zombies. The zombies that will run and chase after you, those are a different kind of undead. Those are called infected. They're infected of this disease that's causing them to be zombies, but they're not fully zombified yet. They're basically like the baby of zombification. Because sooner or later, that the thing that's going to make their muscles like run will deteriorate because, you know, they're dead. Their flesh is being eaten by bacteria, other animals are around them, you know. It's pests, you know. They're just not going to be able to sustain infection for a very long period of time. And another common misconception is mutation of zombies. You know, like Resident Evil did it, and I was kind of distraught by it. But when they made, like, lickers and hunters and stuff, I mean, it's cool, but it's not zombies. That's monsters. Lickers, you know, are those things that can, like, crawl in walls. They have, like, claws for finger-like things. And their tongue is so sharp they can, like, stab through a person. And I realize that those are zombie-like things because they were made from the same virus, but still, it's not a zombie. Another thing about zombies is that people say you can't kill a zombie. I believe that this is very untrue. You can kill a zombie. Zombies are easy to kill. You blow their brains out. Because that works with anything. I mean, if you take out the central core of a plant, which is its root, you know, that plant's not going to be able to grow anymore. If you cut off the head of a living person, they're not going to live anymore because that's their central core. That's where everything that goes on in that living thing goes on in. If you take that away, it's not like they're going to be walking around still. And even then, if you cut off their head, what are they going to do? I mean, sure, you might have to worry about scratches, but still, then what you can do is you can blow off their arms too. Then what are they going to do? If they're still alive, then, I mean, are they really alive? Who cares? Oh, a floating torso with legs, that's going to hurt me. Oh, God, agony. You know, it's not worth worrying about a zombie that has no legs, no arms, and no head. Because the head is the main part that people are scared of. I mean, and if it did have arms, where would it swing at? How do you know that you're being scratched? See, it's things like that that you have to worry about. That, and it can't hear you, it can't smell you, it can't see you. So if you see a walking torso, it's more scary than anything. Because, imagine, a zombie corpse with no head, no arms. Actually, just no head. Screw it. We'll give them arms. What are they going to do? They're going to hate you? They're going to bite you? No, they don't have a head. Their central core is gone. That's why zombies die after they get hit in the head. Because they can't live after them being decapitated. It's not physically possible.
Yes, Austin, I agree. I hate that last one. I heard that from a kid in school. It was so ridiculous. You can't kill a zombie. No, if you shoot off its head, it can still get you. No, it can't. Because of the reasons that you explained it as. Alright, well, I believe there is a song that represents this conspiracy in a great way, and we need to take an intermission, because that was a very, very long conspiracy, and I want you to let that sink in. Here it is.
That was a very good intermission music, Boston. I mean, that actually related to the topic. It's amazing.
Thank you. I'd like to say that was my greatest piece of intermission music, Rattler. Anyways, moving on to the topic at hand. There is another conspiracy that we need to cover. Area 51. What is it? Where'd it come from, and why? Now, since I had a huge rant on the first one, I'll let Austin explain it.
Alright, so, this Area 51 thing, it's a big conspiracy. People believe that, aliens landed here, and they're, maybe not landed there. But they discover technology that is alien-like, and they use it. People believe that this should be a scary thing, like, oh no, that's living proof that aliens exist. Frighten right now. Well, we shouldn't frighten. We should be thankful. Because of this, maybe we have a lead in our aerial systems. Maybe we have a lead in our weapons because of this. For all we know, they could be making stuff that makes our lives a hell of a lot easier. That could have been the place where the internet was made. I mean, come on. Internet being made, I don't think that was a bad thing. I think that was pretty marvelous. Checking my Facebook every 5 minutes, yeah. Now, this also comes with complications such as aliens. Aliens bring scary thoughts to many people's minds, including myself as a kid. I used to be scared of aliens. They used to make me want to poop my pants and run away and cry home to my mama. Because they were just that weird to me. Because in the movies, they were always killing people, abducting people, taking them far away. Probing them. That's what may have scared me the most. I do not want to be probed. I do not want to know what that feels like. Now, another person may argue that they do not care about Area 51. It's just one of those things that, you know, doesn't exist. Who cares? I could care less. You should care. You should care very much. Because that could be the place that turns something that has a button that explodes the core of the Earth so that the Earth has its own little atmospheres on separate pieces. And then we're going to be far away, because for all you know, you could have been in China away from your family trying to develop a better Dance Dance Revolution, and then you can never see your family again. This is a very concerning issue. You can tell by the dramatic deepness of my voice right now.
Yes, Austin, I believe you explained that very well, but there is a few details I just want to add right now. People believe that there is this aircraft called the the Aurora. There it is, the Aurora. That goes, like, faster than the speed of sound. I think it was 3 times faster than the speed of sound. And it just totally dominates the sky, and people are freaked out when they see it. You know, like, thing, like Austin said, I believe that this is a very good thing for our nation. Why not have a secret site where things are tested and experimented that make our nation a better, least secured place? It's kind of like how the Russians were believed to have mind control powers. You know, I think these powers are not... Their powers are only the power to believe that they have powers. To get people to believe that they have powers, you know? It's just one of those things that it's possible. And people are underestimating it. Now, again, people believe that Area 51 is a bad place. I think that this place is good. I don't know what else more to say about it. Aliens probably didn't land there. I'm pretty sure that they might. I mean, if Roswell did exist, which I'm pretty sure is just a governmental cover-up, then why would they not just build Area 51 where Roswell was? Which I'm pretty sure is a little more east than Nevada. I could be wrong, but still. Alrighty, so that's the end of our show. It's been fairly long. I enjoy that. I love it when it's fairly long. My main conspiracy was inspired by it being Thanksgiving. We should give thanks to people. Thanks for watching us. Thanks for dealing with Boston. Thanks for dealing with Austin. Thank you for watching the Boston Files.
This is Austin, Texas.
And Boston, Massachusetts, signing off.